Welcome to Why Advice, a collection of timeless financial lessons. This podcast was brought to you by the book, Your Investment Philosophy. Search for Your Investment Philosophy at your local Amazon. Nobody knows anything. As one of Hollywood's most successful screenwriters, William Goldman won 2 Academy Awards and had over 20 of his screenplays made into movies. You've probably seen one or more of his most notable produced screenplays, such as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, The Princess Bride, Maverick, Misery, and The Ghost in the Darkness. Goldman was also paid handsomely for doing uncredited rewrites on numerous other well-known films. However, arguably his most famous line isn't from one of his movies. It was from a book he wrote on the movie business called Adventures in the Screen Trade, and it's an assessment of the business itself. Nobody knows anything. Goldman suggested that despite all the money spent on big-name actors, screenwriters, and skilled directors, no one, including the studios doing the financing, had any idea which movies would be a hit or a miss. From green light throughout the making of the picture, to the test screenings, to the trailers, and finally the marketing, everyone was in the dark, no matter how they felt about the movie's prospects. No one had any idea on whether a movie would resonate with audiences. Evidence being, almost every Hollywood studio passed on Raiders of the Lost Ark and Star Wars. Both went on to become phenomenal hits. From Goldman's Adventures in the Screen Trade. Now, if the best people around don't know it sneaks and they don't know during shooting, you better believe that executives don't know when they're trying to give a thumbs up or down. They're trying to predict public taste 3 years ahead, and it's just not possible. David Picker, a fine studio executive for many years, once said something to this effect. If I had said yes to all the projects I turned down and no to all the ones I took, it would have worked out about the same. And finally, one additional anguish executives must cope with is that hot streaks don't last. Sooner or later, the reality that nobody knows anything is one investors are also required to understand. This can be hard to accept, firstly because it's our hard-earned money on the line, and secondly, we're conditioned to believe otherwise because the investment media is structured around discussing what comes next. For all the predictions about the next recession, boom, hot company, hot sector, or hot asset class, the reality is nobody knows anything, at least in the short term. Trying to predict what will happen in the next month, quarter, or year is a fool's errand, and investors can't look to the past to determine where they should put their money next because hot streaks don't last. All the information and data currently available is used by investors to determine the current price for assets. The future price of those assets will be shaped by things we can't see. New data and information will be released. Random and unpredictable events will occur. All this will be priced in, shaping future performance. No one can see the future, so nobody knows anything. The best illustration of this remains a randomness of returns table. Bring up any time period using the major asset classes and it will always show a jumble of colours representing their performance that offer very few insights. The past 12 years highlights this randomness. In hindsight, global shares were the clear star performer, but for much of the time period, investors were lectured and warned about the risks to the global economy and the dire implications for global share markets. Global shares didn't listen to these forecasts, but even with a decade plus of outperformance, global shares weren't the best performer every year. Sometimes they were mid-pack, and there were even a couple of negative years in there. Shorten the time frame by picking any year, and the performance across 12 months of a year are equally as random. If investors are looking for knowns, historically they've only arrived over the long term. Academia has identified a small number of knowns when it comes to performance. Shares have tended to outperform bonds. The shares of both small cap companies and companies with high book to market ratios, value companies, have performed better than the shares of larger and more established companies. That's about it. There's one other certainty. Cash. Cash itself provides certainty of short-term spending because it's not volatile. Cash returns being higher than they've been in many years, combined with a climate of tougher economic times, may prompt a dump it all in cash reaction, But it's worth remembering what a portfolio is. A structure. A portfolio is constructed on what we know about how asset classes perform in the short term and the long term. Cash and fixed interest are less volatile and have lower expected returns over the long term. Shares and listed real estate are more volatile and have higher expected returns over the long term. Every portfolio is a balance of these knowns. It will be constructed and managed with the investor's short-term needs and long-term goals in mind. Whatever your plan is, your portfolio structure should reflect that. There's no need to chase whatever looks most appealing or certain in the short term. Most portfolios are designed for the long term and have years of work to do, in either continuing to grow or providing for years of retirement. That means accepting nobody knows anything, at least in the short term. This podcast is for informational purposes only, and the information contained is of a general nature and may not be relevant to your particular circumstances. The circumstances of each investor are different, and you should seek advice from a professional financial advisor who can consider if particular strategies and products are right for you. In all instances where information is based on historical performance, it is important to understand this is not a reliable indicator of future performance. You should not rely on any material on the podcast to make investment decisions and should always seek professional advice. The hosts and guests of the podcast may have positions in securities mentioned or discussed. Mansell Financial Group is an authorised representative number 226266 and credit representative number 403187 of FYG Planners Proprietary Limited, AFSL ACL number 224543. Thank you for listening to Why Advice.